A spark becomes a surge, how Ryansil reignited MSC development. It's official, today marks exactly 1 year since the cell therapy field celebrated a historic milestone. On December 18, 2024, the FDA granted its first ever approval for a mesenchymal stem cell MSC therapy, Mesoblasts Ryansil, Remestemcel LRKND. This landmark decision marks not just a regulatory first, but a validation of decades of research into the therapeutic potential of MSCs. Once considered experimental, MSC therapies are now stepping into mainstream medicine, signaling the beginning of a new era in regenerative treatments. The approval has ignited renewed investment, scientific exploration, and clinical interest, setting the stage for rapid growth and broader adoption of MSC-based therapeutic products across multiple disease areas. Mesoblasts Ryansil, from milestone to momentum. On December 18, 2024, the FDA granted approval to Ryansil, Remestemcel LRKND, an allogeneic, donor-derived, bone marrow MSC product developed by Australian-based Mesoblast, for the treatment of steroid-refractory acute graft-versus-host disease, SRAGVD, in pediatric patients aged 2 months and older. This condition arises in up to 50% of pediatric recipients following allogeneic hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, and for those who fail to respond to first-line steroid therapy, long-term survival has historically hovered at a dismal 5-30%. The clinical foundation for Ryansil's approval came from a multicenter, single-arm study enrolling 54 children with SRAGVD. At 28 days post-treatment initiation, approximately 70% of patients demonstrated a meaningful overall response, with notable rates of both complete and partial remission, metrics that helped clinicians and regulators alike see MSCs not only as biologically intriguing but as a bona fide therapeutic strategy. In addition to its scientific value, Ryansil carries regulatory and commercial significance. Mesoblast has secured 7 years of orphan drug exclusivity for this indication in the U.S., effectively delaying FDA approval of competing MSC therapies for this specific use. The broadening MSC ecosystem. Beyond Ryansil's approval in the United States, 2025 also witnessed robust expansion in global MSC clinical activity. According to industry tracking, at least 89 MSC-focused clinical trials have been launched so far this year, roughly a 37% increase compared to the entirety of last year in 2024. This upswing is not restricted to quantity alone. The quality and diversity of indications being pursued have broadened significantly. While only a small fraction of MSC trials historically have matured into Phase 3 development, this year's pipeline illustrates an acceleration toward late-stage evaluation. There are now at least 8 MSC therapies in Phase 3 development targeting serious conditions, including therapies for CNS injuries, ALS, Crohn's disease, chronic low back pain, and additional GVHD indications beyond pediatric SRAGVD. Many MSC's therapeutics in Phase 1 and 2 are also showing early promise. This mix of neurologic, immune, and degenerative targets reflects the unique biology of MSCs. Though originally characterized for their role in supporting hematopoiesis, MSCs are now celebrated for their anti-inflammatory and immunomodulatory activities, properties that make them versatile candidates for diseases where immune dysregulation or tissue damage plays a central role. They can be procured from multiple tissues, including bone marrow, adipose tissue, umbilical cord blood and tissue, and placental sources, broadening the supply chain for research and therapeutic manufacturing. Globally approved MSC-derived cellular therapeutics. Today, 12 MSC-based cell therapies are available to be marketed globally. This includes 11 full approvals and a 12th conditional approval within China. Only one of these products is approved for use within the U.S. Mesoblasts Ryansil, Remestemcel LRKND, which recently received FDA approval on December 18, 2024. A 13th product, Takeda's Alofisel, was previously approved by the European EMA in 2018, but it was voluntarily withdrawn on December 13, 2024. The 12 globally approved MSC-based cell therapies include Republic of Korea, Queencell from Antiregen, Celeram AMI from Pharmacell, Cupidum from Antiregen, Cartistem from Medipost, Neuronatar from Corstem, Japan, Temcell HS from JCR Pharmaceuticals. Stemerac from Nipro Corporation. Europe. Holoclear from Chisi Pharma Chayudichi. Previously, Alofisel from Takeda/TGenix was approved by the EMA, but it was withdrawn in December 2024. Iran. Mistrocel from Celltech Farmed. India. Stempusil from Stemputix. Canada and the US have approved. Ryoncil, Remestemcel-L, from Mesoblast. China has given conditional approval to one product. Ruibosheng, an umbilical cord-derived MSC product. Amamistracel injection, from Platinum Life Excellence. Market competitors have also developed 17 biomaterial-based MSC and MSC progenitor products, which are predominantly being used for orthopedic indications. The cosmetic industry has released 20 products that utilize MSC-derived conditioned or spent culture media. Why the surge? Scientific and regulatory drivers. There are several reasons why MSC-based therapeutics are entering a more mature phase. Proof of concept in regulatory space. Ryoncil's approval serves as a precedent in the United States. It demonstrates that the FDA is willing to endorse unmanipulated MSC products when clinical efficacy and safety are rigorously shown, a message that encourages investment and legitimizes late-stage trial designs. Global clinical exploration. Worldwide, hundreds of ongoing MSC trials are investigating conditions ranging from osteoarthritis to autoimmune diseases. Public trial registries indicate over 1,000 active MSC studies, highlighting both the breadth of research and the global commitment to these therapies. Manufacturing and scalability advancements. Industry stakeholders have increasingly standardized cell sourcing, expansion, and cryopreservation protocols, overcoming early bottlenecks that once delayed reproducible clinical results and product consistency. Commercial validation and investment. The uptick in MSC-related equity activity and financing rounds suggests that stakeholders view the field as less speculative and more opportunity-ready than it was in previous years. What comes next? Challenges and opportunities. Despite this momentum, significant challenges remain before MSCs achieve widespread clinical adoption. Key questions persist regarding how these cells interact with host immune systems, integrate within tissue microenvironments, and deliver durable, long-term therapeutic effects. Furthermore, harmonizing manufacturing standards, potency assays, and quality control measures is essential to ensuring that MSC products are consistent, safe, and scalable across broader populations. Still, the current landscape suggests that MSC therapies are breaking through earlier barriers and entering a more competitive, clinical stage of development. Successes to date are no longer isolated milestones but parts of an increasingly coherent narrative. MSCs are on the cusp of fulfilling long-held promises in regenerative and immunomodulatory medicine, and the next few years may see these cell types transition from niche innovation to integral components of therapeutic arsenals. If this trend continues, 2026 just may be a remarkable year for MSC-based therapeutics. To learn more about this evolving field, view the Global Strategic Report, Mesenchymal Stem Cells, Medicinal Signaling Cells, Advances and Applications. Mesenchymal Stem Cell Report.